82 AIT listening.
Good evening. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, we'll accept mobiles wishing to check in. Come now. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
KD2AIT, good evening. MKC2WI.
There's a couple in a hurry. We'll go to the top of the list and see what Jeff has for us. KD2AIT, come in, please.
KD2VLA, this is KD2AIT, good evening. We're just sitting up here at camp. We're listening to the Yankee game here on the radio, and we have a fire going on outside. It's a little chilly out tonight. Our current temperature is, let's say here, it says 50 degrees, but it's got to be cooler than that. So it must be something wrong here with the thing, because it feels more like it's 40 degrees out there right now. And we're just up here. Well, I'm up here for a couple days. Wife's up here for tonight, and so she's got to head back and do some stuff with the kids there tomorrow. And that's about it. We took a nice walk around here. We figured I'd walk to see all the camps after that wind we had there yesterday. I wanted to make sure there were no trees down, and everything looks good. And I talked to Tom Hayes there, and he says he's probably going to come up about 3 or 4 weeks. So that's about it here. K2VLA, this is KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listening.
Good report, Jeff. Sound like you're having a great time at camp. Well, that's altogether possible to do. They're a great thing to have. Nothing like being in the woods. So we'll say 73s, and we'll go down and see what Pete has for us. KC2WI, come in, please.
KA2VLA, Ness, KC2WI. Well, I wasn't in the woods. I was outside a lot, but I was basically out on the porch working on the computers. It's kind of made me feel like I wasn't, I mean, you know, I was going double time, so I felt like I was working, but at least I was sort of out in the fresh air. And boy, I tell you, all morning I was, I was almost dressed as if it was the middle of the winter. I mean, I had, you know, a few layers on. It just was not all that warm. If I could have moved, if I could have rolled back the roof, it'd probably be another 10, 15 degrees warmer, but in the sun it wasn't too bad. But even there, it was not all that warm. I rode my mountain bike over to the post office, and I had taken off my sweatshirt, my sweatpants and all that, and just a little bit of, 10 mile an hour or 15 mile an hour movement. It was kind of chilly. I was glad I didn't have to ride 5 miles that way. I don't know what the high was. I can't quite see my digital thermometer. Turn on that light, all the table lamps here. Let's see. Yeah, I was going to say 67, it says, and that was just, barely. I kept trying to, to dress for summer and shorts and that. And boy, I tell you, there's a couple times I went back to putting on a sweatshirt or long pants, and you know, I just wanted it to be summary, but if you were working, it'd be fine. Or out in the sun, hiking or something like that would have been great, but kind of sitting, going between in and inside and outside, but in the shade, it it never did get that warm. Was a nice day, though, relatively speaking. Guess it's going to be pretty nice tomorrow, and Sunday maybe some rain. You know, they're saying chance. I don't know. This is the kind of day where you wish you just lived out in the middle of a field and there was no trees around, because the sun was nice when you could get it, but as soon as it started to get down a little bit, and of course I got a lot of trees here anyway. So, Jeff, I can imagine. It's 54 here according to the thermometer, but you know what? Still nice to be out, sit around a fire and all that stuff. Hopefully I'm going to do that one of these days soon. Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting Tuesday night. And I guess nobody's really said for sure. I guess I ought to try and get a hold of Joanne and see if, you know, we can get a few of us and do her thing over there on the 23rd. I don't know if she's planning on it or if because we really didn't get back to her, she's not. But we probably ought to try and get some people over there and do that ham radio program for the kids. We got to try to get something going, get on a roll, get a little publicity, and maybe get a few new hams. You know, I don't expect the fifth graders necessarily, but maybe, you know, they talk it up a little bit, and maybe we can get a few older brothers and sisters, or you know, parents, or aunts and uncles, or something like that, and it sure would be nice to keep things going. KC2WI. KD2AIT, break.
Go ahead, Barry.
KC2WI, I meant to send you an email. I'm good on the 23rd. If we're going to do it on the 23rd, I can be there and help out with the echoing. KD2AIT, clear.
All right, you know what? I'm going to email. I don't know about Danny. He hasn't said yes or no. I assume he could come over and help, and if we could get Jack to do the CW, we'd be all set. And Joanne said, of course, she'll be there, and Glenn said he could help. So I think we could do something. It's just a real bad week for me with meeting out of town on Monday and a dentist appointment and other appointments and, you know, the way things are going. But I think it's worth doing. So, okay, we'll kind of plan on it. I'll send out a couple emails and see, know for sure. KC2WI.
We're checking. Anybody wishing to make a call? Go to it.
Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Juliet.
KD2XJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Bill, and I'm in Governor, New York, and I've only been on the air here for a short time, and I've been listening, but I didn't know if I could hit your repeater, so I thought tonight I would give you a call. This is KD2DXJ.
Are you coming through like gangbusters? Loud and clear. Nice to have you aboard. We have that usually 9 o'clock, about 5 days a week. We try to have it 7, but we don't have enough volunteers. So you're welcome to join us. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. KD2DXJ, Bill, did I cut you off? Did you give a report?
No, Well, it was my first time checking in with you, and Pete that you were talking to before me, I had sat next to him at the meeting in Governor there a few weeks ago and just talked to him briefly, and I've been wanting to see if I could actually get through to you, and evidently I am, so I'm glad of that, and I'll try to check in again sometime. So thanks for coming back to me, and everybody have a great evening. This is KD2DXJ out.
Okay, thanks for coming back. We enjoy talking with the different hams. Makes it nice. My age is 89, and I have trouble reading my reports that I make out, so sometimes I get it screwed up. I thought maybe I bypassed you there accidentally. Well, we'll make this the final call for the Black River Valley service then. Anybody wishing to check in, come now, please.
KC2MBU. I knew there was somebody else there that was noisy but readable that tried to check in just before.
Well, we got you aboard. Thanks for the let us know about another ham trying to get in. You want to give a report right now?
Distributor, my sales guy, didn't know either. But you cannot put Office 365 2013 on anything less than Windows 7. So when I went to download it, you know, and install it, it says, sorry, no can do, this is Windows XP. So, of course, I called them up, and the guy says, you know, they didn't tell us that in the sales training. And anyway, subsequently, he got back to me, and he, you know, there was some compensation involved. But in any case, we still have the problem, and we decided, well, maybe we just upgrade this laptop. And I've never done this, but I've heard that if you have bootleg Windows whatever, and, you know, you get the notice here from Microsoft, this might be counterfeit, that you can go and buy, you know, they'll sell you a license, and that it's really not expensive. Have you ever done that or heard people doing that? And, see, I'm trying to, you know, finagle my way into getting it as cheap as possible. I have never heard that. I didn't know, you know, they give you a break if you try and double, you know, upgrade a bootleg. That's nothing I've ever heard, but I'm probably not the best authority on that, to be honest with you. You know, I upgrade operating systems about every 5 years on my machines, and so I don't, you know, I only do it when I have to. It's usually when I buy a new machine, so I don't even generally even upgrade. I just, when I get a new machine, I try to get the latest one. That is, I remember I was looking at the Office 365 because I was kind of interested in it, and I still may be, but I mean, I put it on the back burner for now. But I do remember seeing that restriction on their website saying that it, you know, it had to be Windows 7 or higher. Good news is, though, I did read that Windows has seen the light on Windows 8, or excuse me, Microsoft has seen the light on Windows 8, and they're going to, you know, they're going to make a bunch of changes, which means the start menu is coming back and a bunch of other things. So that's going to be a good thing, because if you've even played with Windows 8 lately at all, it's a... Yeah, I have never spent money to upgrade, you know, one version of Windows to the next. I still don't see anything wrong with Windows XP other than, you know, nonsense like that. Of course, Microsoft didn't release Internet Explorer 9 for XP, and they made some excuse about it needed some graphics, something or the other. Well, that was just an enhancement, and it really wasn't necessary. They just decided not to do it. But, so, you know, can Internet Explorer and use Firefox or Chrome or something? And it, pretty much everybody else is, you know, smart enough to know that there's millions out there. Yeah, but you know, you'd think with all the beta testing and all the pre-release comments and the real negative stuff about it, they would have just, you know, smartened up, but they're stubborn. They're just like, we know what's good for you, and by golly, we're going to give it to you whether you want it or not. And they're just arrogant. Well, you know what? Money talks, and since they're not selling Windows 8 like they wanted to, I guess they decided to, you know, decide that the customer is right. It's crazy. So I've never done it, but I've heard that comment. I don't know where, but I've heard that, and I don't know. You know, what I may do is try it. Back this thing up so I can always go back to the way it was. I got a, you know, Windows 7 CD, which of course will, may or may not install, but it probably will. I think it'll run for 30 days, you know. And if you try to activate it, of course it won't. And see what happens. I don't know if I want to waste my time doing that or not, but anyway, I did purchase a couple of Windows 8 upgrades. When they were, I was like $40, and I haven't done it with anything yet, but I did it just because I didn't really feel I needed to buy a brand new computer just to get Windows 8, although some of them are pretty cheap. But I figured, well, you know, for $40 or whatever, I'll stick it on something and start playing with it myself. And you're right. Once you figure out some of the tricks, it's not as bad as it seems at first. But it isn't great, and an awful lot of the stuff, if you're actually, you know, working on a thing and trying to get to various settings and control panel kind of things and all that, that's almost worse than just trying to use it. I mean, if you're just trying to use it and you're doing, you know, Microsoft Word or something, well, once you get into the application, that's probably, you know, not that bad. But, yeah, they just don't learn. They did it with Vista, and to some extent they did it with XP, I guess, when everybody was used to Windows 98, but you'd think they learn after two or three. And then they did it with, what was it, way back there, Microsoft Bob. I don't think I ever saw Microsoft Bob, but that was a big flop, and they just don't.
Yeah, I mean, if they were in control of making hand tools, they would try to make a two-handed hammer. You know, it's just they're always trying to change things for no apparent reason. And the only thing I don't like, I'm glad Windows 8 is only on my laptop, because that's just it's not really a work machine. I mean, I use it lightly for work, but for the most part, it's just a play machine. I just noticed you got to make, instead of one or two clicks to get something done, it's usually four or five clicks to get something done. Which isn't a big deal if you're just playing around, but when you're working all day on a computer, you know, that slows you down about, you know, two to three times what your normal speed is. So until they get, the option to bring back the normal Windows interface, which has been there since Windows 3.1, I'm not gonna bother upgrading anything to Windows 8. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, what are you doing this weekend? You up in the Adirondacks?
I kind of had a plan, maybe with a friend of mine, go up. There's a geocache. I think I heard about this 10, 20 years ago, but then I heard about it again because there's a geocache up there. But there was a World War II era plane crash. It's way back, and I was talking to a friend of mine. He's not a geocacher, but he's, you know, a real, hunter and tromp around the woods kind of guy. And he says, oh, I think I know where that is. I think I know how we can get there easier than what some of the people have done, and so on and so forth. And we were kind of talking about maybe doing that this weekend, but I looked at the weather forecast. I figured Sunday maybe, but Sunday doesn't look like it. Looks like it might be kind of, maybe we're going to get rained on, and we don't need to be on a all day, you know, bushwhack and get rained on. So, I don't know. Got our radio club, the Hamilton County Club meeting Monday night, so that's why I was figuring I'd work tomorrow and maybe go up and do this with my friend tomorrow, Sunday, go to the meeting, come back, you know. There's no way we'd do it on Monday and be sure that we'd be back out and all at 7 o'clock. He doesn't think it's that long, but if you read some of the write-ups of the people that went to find this thing, and they're obviously mostly really experienced navigators that know how to look at topo maps and terrain and stuff, they all seem to say that it's a pretty long trip. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm thinking tomorrow, and it's too late to go home tonight. I'm thinking tomorrow I'm just going to go out around here for the day and, you know, do some more computer stuff. I'm trying to get, you know, I don't know if caught up's the right word. Well, that's the right word, but it's not going to happen. Just trying to keep doing little stuff and sort of, you know, thinking that if you just keep going, maybe eventually things will start to clear up here. But anyway, that's the scoop. It seems like tomorrow should be a real nice day to be out, and I don't really think I want to be sitting in the house working all day, but we'll see what happens. KC2WA.
Roger that. I'm trying to remember what that plane was, what model it was. I've heard about that, and I've heard plenty of people trying to go out and find it. I've never heard of anybody who's actually found it. I can't remember. I've got a mental block on it. Well, anyway, If you're around tomorrow, I'll be up here at camp, and if you're up in the area, feel free to stop in. I might be hiking around, but for the most part, with all these black flies, I'm planning on staying pretty close to camp, just getting some work done around here. All right, KC2WI, this is KD2AIT.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Anyway, I'd like to. I've been back in there since I met Clinton there one time about, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Anyway, we'll let you go back to the fire and all that. KC2WI.
N2KPR for Octane, looking for any station with or without, all stations are welcome.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, KD2AIT and KC2NBU, thank you both for checking in. Anybody else? Anybody looking, anybody for Octane, with or without stations, all stations are welcome.
Oh, that sounded good.
Okay, anybody looking to check in with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Okay, make this a final call. Looking for anybody with or without traffic. Okay, nothing heard. Thanks again, guys. Have a great evening. And to keep you.